KDW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Former President Donald Trump promising to appeal Tuesday's jury verdict, finding him liable of defaming author E. Jean Carroll. Carroll claimed Trump sexually assaulted her in a dressing room decades ago.
It was 3 days, 3 days of testimony. I was shaking quite a bit, but I felt strong because I knew I was telling the truth, and I just stuck to it.
The jury finding that Trump committed sexual abuse and defamed Carroll. Congressman George Santos is now facing federal charges. Santos lied about his background, work experience, college degrees, and other items on his resume. His campaign finances have already come under intense scrutiny. The charges will be unsealed when Santos appears before a judge. The immigration policy known as Title 42 will expire tomorrow night. Some Biden administration projections suggest migrant arrivals along the southern border could swell to as many as 13,000 a day. This is ABC News. Washington State trying to fight deep fakes in politics, now banning using them in campaigns.
Governor Jay Inslee signed the bill into law, saying synthetic media such as AI-generated voice and video made to sound and look like someone real has become a threat to democracy.
This protects our voters from being tricked or manipulated by sophisticated misinformation campaigns designed to threaten the integrity of our elections.
But he acknowledges there could be First Amendment concerns.
The Supreme Court has looked at issues of free speech, which I certainly understand.
Inslee calls computer-generated deep fakes a quantum leap in threats to democracy. Jeff Pogela, ABC News, Seattle.
Still on the loose, two inmates who broke out of a Philadelphia jail Sunday. They were missed in several headcounts. David Robinson with the Correction Officers Union blames budget cuts.
There should have been armed officers on the outer perimeter. There were no armed officers on the outer perimeter, and there hasn't been armed officers on the outer perimeter for months.
One of the suspects is facing several murder charges. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. 2023 is the deadliest year for law enforcement officers in Wisconsin in 20 years. St. Croix County Sheriff Scott Knutson was Deputy Katie Lysing's boss. She's the fourth law enforcement officer killed in Wisconsin so far this year.
We need good cops. They're killing the good cops. And it's frustrating.
Lysing was shot and killed in a traffic stop last Saturday. Milwaukee County leaders are striking out a local buy-in to help maintain American Family Field. The idea was voted down in committee Monday. Republicans say lawmakers want Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to pay at least part of the $300 million to keep the stadium maintained. In sports, the Dodgers beat the Brewers last night 6-2. The rubber match of the series is today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And as always, I'm honored to have my guest on, Ms. Kate, attorney Katie Lincoln Gold. Finch, who is an immigration attorney amongst many other things. She wears many different hats. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I'm happy to be talking to you. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, but it's always great to have you on, and I would be remiss if I didn't have you on now, because it's probably as critical a time as there's been in a long time, as Title 42 is about to end on tomorrow. Let's begin by talking about what Title 42 is. Many of us have heard the number, you know, but what is Title 42?
So it's a pandemic era policy. Well, actually, it's a provision in the Health and Human Services Code that was used during the pandemic to close down the borders for the last 3 years. So it started in March of 2020, and it's ending tomorrow, and it effectively has rejected every asylum seeker at the southern border. So almost no one has been able to ask for asylum in this country in the last 3 years.
So when you look at the fact that there's 20,000 or more people who are held in customs and border protection, which is over a 200% increase. I mean, that's just the number of people who are being held. No telling how many people have bottlenecked back in these different, in Mexico and other places. Does that mean, so we don't know. It doesn't mean that they just open it up and allow people to come in, is it? Because that's what's happening. People are gathering, assuming that they're just going to open it up, and all these people have been waiting for the last 3 years are going to be allowed to just come in.
Yeah, and, you know, so, and they're confused. The migrants at the border, they don't really understand the shifting populations. I mean, it's hard for a lot of us to keep up with it.
Right.
Imagine if you're a homeless migrant trying to get to the U.S. There's so much rumor going on, and so they don't really know what's happening other than that something's changing and maybe there's a chance all of a sudden. But before Title 42, The system that we had in place was by using something called credible fear interviews. So asylum seekers would come to the border. They could even just walk up to the bridge, to the Border Patrol processing station at the bridge, and say, you know, I'm from Venezuela. I need asylum. I'm afraid of returning to my country. They would be temporarily detained. They would be interviewed by an asylum officer. And if they might qualify for asylum, they would be released from detention, and they'd prepare for a hearing before a judge where they have to provide testimony and evidence and expert witnesses. It's a whole trial, but right, that they have to go and present.
That takes years. What would happen then? I mean, it wasn't like they would be able to come right to the courts and be able to get asylum, is it? I mean, where would they go in the interim?
So, and I work with would-be asylum seekers like this. I have for 15 years. My experience of them, once they, you know, get through this credible fear interview, about 90% of them have family somewhere in the United States. So they go, you know, they might live with their brother in New York City, for example, and they get a work permit. They're eligible for a work permit about 6 months after they apply for asylum. So while they're awaiting their hearing, they're working, they're preparing, and then they go to this final hearing before a judge, at which point, you know, depending on the judge and their case, you know, about 50% get approved, and then the other half would get denied. And so they may leave, they may get deported, they may appeal. But you're right, it is a long process. But remembering that it isn't everybody who just gets in, it's the ones who might qualify, because that screening mechanism of the credible fear interview would reject and deport people who just obviously don't qualify. And asylum is it's a very narrow thing. You have to show that you have been persecuted based upon a protected ground, like your race, your religion, your nationality, your political opinion, or your membership in a particular social group. So it's not like, oh, I'm afraid of my country and so I get asylum. It's a very specific thing under the law.
So it's been bottlenecked for 3 years.
Exactly. So that was the process that we had before. Then we shut it down completely for 3 years. Now, Biden is faced with, what do we do that Title 42 is ending? And there's a whole bunch of shenanigans going on I'd love to talk about.
So that really is an impossible task, isn't it? I mean,
it is overwhelming for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about where we go now, because there's this rush for people who are, as you stated, are passing the word to one another, it's time now. You know, go ahead.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. We do have a backlog. It is overwhelming. And we have to keep in mind that many, many, you know, the vast majority of these people are destitute people who are fleeing violence in their countries. They're, you know, professors from Venezuela who spoke out against their government. They're political dissidents from Cuba. There's families from Honduras who are fleeing gang violence. These are people who really are getting away from danger. And if you talk to them, if you hear their stories, they're very compelling. And from my perspective, having worked with these families, we need to just buckle down and get through this backlog and get back to the system that we had in place before, which was a function. It wasn't perfect, but it was a functioning, orderly, dignified way of offering asylum to people around the globe, which is what this government, this nation, first of all, what we're founded on, but it's also what we committed to do after World War II, when Jewish refugees were not protected by us or really any other countries. We started signing on to international treaties and saying, you know, as the United States of America, we are going to protect refugees who are fleeing persecution. And so it is who we are. It's what we've promised to do. And this is a temporary situation. My concern is that the Biden administration is strategically allowing Title 42 to expire, which is creating this chaos, while also waiting to announce Biden's new asylum policy, because at that point, a lot of the parts of his policy are going to be challenged in court. But if he's got this chaos at the border, he can go into the court system before, you know, conservative judge and say, look, judge, look at this chaos that I've got to contend with, and he's more likely to prevail in court. So I almost wonder if this is all strategic.
You know, you when you talked about the people who you've seen and talked to, the immigrants who are trying to get in, you talked about who they are, and you left out a part that, you know, we heard from conservatives, just gang members and drug dealers who are trying to get across the border. How much of that is fact or fiction?
Well, I mean, this is a very old narrative. You know, we've heard this exact same thing. You can see it in the political cartoons about all the immigrants and the marginalized immigrants of our previous eras. So this is very common. And here's what I know. You know, the drug traffickers, the human traffickers, the cartel lords, they are very, you know, powerful and happy where they are. They are not in this group of homeless migrants in refugee camps lining up at the bridge to ask for asylum. The people who are doing that are running away from the violent criminals. But it's really a powerful political tool for conservatives like, you know, Texas Governor Greg Abbott. You know, all he has to do is just sprinkle those words, drug traffickers, human traffickers, cartels, criminals, and then you add that to pictures of people at the border and his, you know, base, and people who are afraid just get completely motivated to engage, to vote, to support him. But the reality of it is that these people, you know, this is not 100% thing, of course, but the groups of people who are like gathering with their families in tents along the southern border, they are not the violent criminals. They are the victims of the violent criminals.
You know, and part of this is because it's so politicized, you've got people who believe, well, the Democrats want to let them in because they're going to vote Democrat. And I mean, just the foolishness of people and the folly of people who believe these kinds of things. I mean, it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Oh yeah. It's very perplexing to me. And also, of course, it's heartbreaking because, you know, each of these sort of ideas that are floated out there, like this business of, oh, well, immigrants are just going to vote Democrat. Well, first of all, an asylum seeker is probably not going to be eligible to vote for at least 10 to 15 years after they come in, because they have to become U.S. citizens, and there's so many steps along that pathway before they can become a citizen. And also, many immigrants vote Republican or conservative for other reasons. They may be Catholic, you know, they may, they don't just vote Democrat because they're immigrants. And, in, you know, we can look to Florida and the Cuban population and the way that that's gone politically for evidence of that. So it's just, it's not true. And it's also, you're right, it's very sad because it leads us to dehumanize our neighbors. And then there's this whole other conversation to be had about, you know, we as a nation really need immigrants more than ever right now.
So hang on. My guest is attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch, and she is an immigration attorney who does a lot of work pro bono. Phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. We're talking about the ending of Title 42 and what the calamities are after that. We'll be right back.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grit.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota. soda, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 75. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 52. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-60s to the low 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Back to the Earl England Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is, and I'm so happy that I got a chance to meet attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch, who has founded Lincoln Goldfinch Law Firm. And they deal with a lot of different things, but, you know, and immigration and you know, when you just look at these people, and you know, Attorney Goldfinch, it bothers me so much that people who's, you know, people got here, right? Who got here the same way, or maybe not in the same manner, but who tout the greatness of our nation and what separates our nation from other nations, and then they want to turn around and shut the door on other people because they're not quite the kind of people that we want in the country, right? I mean, that's what's at the root of this.
And
those people will work as hard as anybody has historically who's ever come into this nation.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Anyone who has known, you know, immigrants, recent immigrants to the country knows that these are the kinds of people we want here. Because, like you said, they're super hardworking. They are resourceful. They are the kinds of people who are brave enough and ambitious enough to pick themselves up and get them out of a situation and go to an entirely new culture and country just because they want a better future for themselves and their family. And they'll do whatever it takes to be successful. They'll start businesses. I mean, immigrants just are great for the economy, bottom line. And I think that, I mean, I try to understand the fear. I don't understand the fear, but I attempt to, because I don't want to just say, oh, well, people who, you know, villainize immigrants are just ignorant, because there's more to it than that. But I don't understand that aspect of human nature. You know, I think people are afraid of change. And they think that more populations of different people are going to change things. And so maybe that's it. Maybe it's just like the base human nature of tribalism and fear that drives this rhetoric. But what's difficult is that it's hard to have a conversation when that's where someone is coming from, because you can't really just talk data or facts to get to an agreement on it. There's not really a way to debate it. And so this is the thing, this is the most challenging aspect, I think, of my work, is having these conversations with people who are just anti-immigrant, and they just sort of stop at, well, you know, they're bad, they're wrong, they're evil, things need to just stay the way they are, period, the end, you know?
They're anti Central American immigrant. And so tribalism is kind of at the root of it. And I think we really need to have that conversation, because, you know, if the immigrants are coming from other places and they're European immigrants, fine. But these people and what they're faced with, and the fact that our nation has played some role in destabilizing their nations, I think we owe something.
I mean, yes, the humanitarian aspect has always motivated and driven me. What you just said, like, we're partially at fault for even the rise of gang violence in the Northern Triangle of Central America. And also just, you know, the fact that these are human beings. They are our neighbors, and they need help. But then there's this other flip side of it, which is that this is actually good for all of us. That's the part that I think, you know, is the most important thing to stress. It's not only good for the immigrants, it's good for the people who are already living here, for us to have asylum seekers, because we need immigrants in this country on all levels of the skill spectrum. We need people who are highly skilled, trained engineers, doctors, etc., and we need people who are day laborers. You know, all of that is really needed.
And many of these people come with skill sets. I mean, if you look at the trades and the impact that those people have on the trades, they come here with those skill sets. And the other part of it is, you know, I don't know how you're ever going to get people to get over their fears. It befuddles me that in this country, people use this thing, well, I'm afraid. Afraid of what? The fear should come from some other American who's running around with an AK-47 or an AR-15. Right. Come on.
I know. I mean, and as someone who lives in Texas, I really, really feel that. You know, I think about gun violence. Actually, I think about it every single day, because I have children that I send to school. And that's what I'm afraid of. And you're right. I don't understand why this is so scary to people. And I think it's the change.
But go ahead. I kind of do understand. But whether or not people want to accept it or not in the nation or not, there at some point in time is going to be a changing in this nation, and whites aren't going to be predominant. Whenever that day arrives, it's inevitable. But that shouldn't bring fear, right? That shouldn't bring fear. That's the reality of what, you know, happens in a country like ours that was made up from a lot of different people. We got to go to a break. Hang on, Attorney Goldfinch. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Okay. We'll be right back.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report, a read on just how much you've been paying for everything from food to rent.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Former President Donald Trump promising to appeal Tuesday's jury verdict, finding him liable of defaming author E. Jean Carroll. Carroll claimed Trump sexually assaulted her in a dressing room decades ago.
It was 3 days, 3 days of testimony. I was shaking quite a bit, but I felt strong because I knew I was telling the truth, and I just stuck to it.
The jury finding that Trump committed sexual abuse and defamed Carroll. Congressman George Santos is now facing federal charges. Santos lied about his background, work experience, college degrees, and other items on his resume. His campaign finances have already come under intense scrutiny. The charges will be unsealed when Santos appears before a judge. The immigration policy known as Title 42 will expire tomorrow night. Some Biden administration projections suggest migrant arrivals along the southern border could swell to as many as 13,000 a day. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A 62-year-old Waukesha man has been arrested and could face charges of disorderly conduct, intimidation of a victim, and false imprisonment after he allegedly chased four boys playing ding-dong ditch on May 8th and then forced one of them into his car with the intention of taking him to either his parents or the police. Police later found the pair, who didn't know each other, in the parking lot of a Woodman's grocery store. The boy has been reunited with his parents. Newly elected State Senator Dan Knodel will serve as the chair of the Senate Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protection Committee. It was announced on Tuesday. Knodel, who represents Wisconsin's 8th Senate District, signed on to a letter urging former Vice President Mike Pence to delay certifying the 2020 presidential results. Knodel replacing longtime Senator Alberta Darling, who retired late last year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup, with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
72789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Attorney Goldfinch, who is an immigration attorney. And let me ask you, so how do you see this once this is ended and tomorrow morning? What do you see? I mean, we're sending 1,500 troops down to the border. I know Donald Trump, when he was the president, he sent 5,000. So 15,000 plus the, I don't know, 500 or so or more that we have on the border. As people, you know, make a push to get in line, I mean, you got to feed people. You got to make sure they have water. There's got to be... facilities for people to use. There's got to be doctors. I mean, this is a major undertaking, isn't it?
It sure is. And, you know, historically, we have not done well in situations like this, including the Biden administration. In 2021, around the same time, the Biden administration lifted Title 42, but just as it applied to children, minors. And so at that point, we saw, you know, tens of thousands of unaccompanied kids who were put into the system, and they were not handled well. They were held in these processing facilities. They were not given adequate care. They were lost in the system, so families couldn't find their children for weeks at a time. I represented a handful of those kiddos during that time, and it was very heartbreaking.
Yes, awful.
And so we're not good at this. My hope would be that the Biden administration would have used this ramp time to prepare for the processing of all of these people, and just like you said, in ways that handle their
yeah,
needs.
Humane, yes.
You know, yeah. My suspicion is that that's not what we're going to see. That we're going to see overloaded Border Patrol processing facilities with people who are not getting the right, you know, food, water, et cetera. I mean, we're notorious for this when there isn't a big group of people. But like I said, this is just a suspicion. This is just my own opinion. I am basing this off of information in my own head. But what's going to happen is Biden is about today, actually, to roll out his new asylum rules, which are going to be restrictions on asylum. For example, they're going to say if you didn't apply for asylum in other countries that you passed through, you don't qualify, and they're going to make everybody register on this app. Yes. So it's going to create these very severe limitations to asylum eligibility starting tomorrow. Well, a lot of the stuff that he's proposing is probably not going to hold in federal court because it's in violation of laws that Congress has passed. So, but the way that all of these things play out these days, the way that policy is made is Congress does nothing. So the president implements executive action and then gets sued by one side or the other, depending on what the policy is. And then the federal judges will issue injunctions that either allow these policies to continue or not. This is the 2023 version of lawmaking. It's so bad. But that's what's going to happen here. So Biden's going to roll out this new policy. He's going to get sued in federal court. And then the judge is going to make a decision about whether his asylum policies can hold or not. But part of what's going to be taken into account is what Biden is facing at the border. What are we dealing with? And so the worse it looks when he's in court, the stronger his position is to enforce his asylum laws, which is why I am just waiting to see how this is all handled.
So hang on, Attorney Goldfinch. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Good morning, CJ. You say what?
Well, you know, I love her description, and thank you for taking my call, Earl. I love her description because on day one, the Biden administration, we're paying $3 million a day still to contractors not to build the wall. He created policies. He shut down immigration policies that were working. We're now at 6.5 million of the ones we've caught and registered. This is a fluke. It's all about future votes for the Democrat Party. And the falsity that you try to explain that they're doing a good job, the American people are going to see it. They're seeing it. They're living it. You know, you got Democrat so-called sanctuary cities that are crying out to the federal government to do something. So we're living your policies right now. The Democrats and the Biden Vice President, well, CJ, do nothing.
So let me say this. So she doesn't have this. She's not doing this based on Democrat or Republican. She's there. She's representing people. She knows more, I think, so than you and I both. She's down there. She's done this for years. Let's hear her respond to the things you've said. Attorney Goldfinch.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting, CJ. I really appreciate your call and us being able to have this conversation. But I think what you're hearing, you've been hearing media and sound bites about, you know, Biden's open borders and sanctuary cities being flooded and all of that stuff. Those are sound bites that come through the airwaves that are meant to do exactly what they've done and with you, which is to give you this impression that we have this untenable situation of too many immigrants getting in the country, when in fact, the opposite is true. The Biden administration, what they really haven't done anything pro-immigration. They've held in place border policies by the Trump administration, and now what we're seeing is this, you know, pandemic era policy lifting, and asylum seekers potentially having the opportunity to come in. But we have not actually, in reality, been suffering with this overwhelm of asylum seekers. And one other thing, data point that I'll just point out is people really love to talk about the numbers of border apprehensions as if that is an indication of the problem. But here's one thing to really keep in mind. When we have a policy like Title 42 in place, let's say you've got a family of five people from Venezuela, and they're living in a tent camp along the U.S.-Mexico border hoping that they can apply for asylum. But they might get kidnapped by the cartels in Mexico, which about half of them do. It's so bad. So this family decides, okay, we're going to cross the border and see what happens. Well, if they get apprehended, they, under Title 42, they get immediately taken back to Mexico within minutes. They don't go through any sort of screening. Well, what do you think that family is going to do tomorrow? They're going to try again. And that's five more border apprehensions the next day. And so these numbers are way artificially inflated of the number of people who are being caught crossing, when it's reality, it's you know, one person might try five times, but they're counting that as five apprehensions.
CJ, you want to respond? CJ? Okay, so, you know, I don't know what's happening with CJ. But that's what's at the root of this, Attorney Goldfinch. And it's to vilify Joe Biden and the Democrats because they've allowed all of these illegal people to come in and they've endangered us. And so that's the narrative that you get from CJ and others like him every day. They're not down there. They don't have any idea, but they're more than willing to spew that erroneous information because, again, right. it for whatever, it makes them feel good. And I've always said to him, you don't have any facts, but his facts don't matter, you know, what he calls facts, excuse me, because of where he gets them from. And if they can gain and get more people to think like him, then they've been able to, for whatever reason, in their minds, win something. This is not a game. These are people's lives. And the truth of the matter is the future of this nation is what's at stake. Because, as you stated before, the nation needs those people. And instead of having those people come in and work, we change the work laws for children. And we put children, I mean, that whole way of thinking is insane. And so we change the laws to enslave our own children. I mean, I really don't understand this, Attorney Goldfinch.
You know, I think it all boils down to, you said, Earl, you said it's not a game, but I think for some of our politicians, it is. It's a game of re-election and power. And so to the extent that they can, you know, win the game, they'll do what is necessary. And often what works is this business of the division of immigration policy. And so the result of that is failure by our legislators to have any type of movement in this hot button, you know, world of immigration. We haven't even seen legislation for the Dreamers, these young people who graduated high school. They don't have a criminal record. They've been in the DACA program now for going on 12 years, and they still don't have the opportunity to stay here permanently because Congress just won't touch it. So when Congress won't touch it, then the fallout of that is this nonsense at the border, this chaos that can't be resolved by a president. And then the states are doing what you just mentioned, where they're passing laws to allow meat processing, you know, facilities to employ children and be relieved of liability if those children get injured on the job.
Yes.
I mean, it's just it's absurd, the fallout of the ultimately what is the congressional failure to act and pass immigration reform. If that were to happen, all of this stuff would just dissipate. Yes. Almost immediately.
CJ, quickly.
Well, you notice that she didn't say that the fact that we're paying $3 million in fines to contractors on day one, he signed an executive order to stop building the wall, correct?
$3 million
is a
drop in the bucket. Address the real... Address the real issues that we've been talking about. You won't talk about those real issues.
But this is a fact. $3 million, almost $1 billion.
No.
So far.
The fact, the facts.
How many teachers would that provide?
Hey, CJ, the facts are what she's been talking about that are critically important.
Day one, this president attacked immigration. We were at the lowest illegal immigration in decades.
So let me ask you, Attorney Goldfinch, did somehow Donald Trump have this fixed? Which is in CJ's mind and others, delusionary, that somehow Donald Trump had this fixed and Joe Biden, came in and destroyed it.
What Donald Trump did was he put Title 42 into place. But here's the deal. Title 42 is a pandemic-era provision. It shut the border down because of COVID. It's a health and human services policy that is not appropriate for border policy. It can't be done. The Supreme Court said so. So that policy, the timing of the policy that it happened to occur during Trump's presidency is what happened. It wasn't as if Trump had a policy that was, you know, put into place that could have held for a long period of time. That's not the reality. And the reality is we have more than 70 years of statutes, case law, regulations, policy about the border that got temporarily halted when COVID happened.
So,
and now the public health emergency is gone.
So, Attorney Goldfinch, I know you got to go, but thank you. Thank you as always. I mean, really great information. I really appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk again soon. CJ, hang on. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it...
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255. Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is... Perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 75. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 52. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-60s to the low 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, CJ, maybe you should Google attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch, because, and she's right down at the border, and has put together a tremendous law firm that is nationally renowned and is doing great work and pro bono. And she's the kind of person and the kind of thing, the kind of person that we need to address these kinds of issues. She's down there and she's got her hands in it. And so here you are, whatever part of the state you live in, you know, so far away from it, but you will argue with the person who's there, who knows the numbers, who knows the inner workings of all of it, and dismiss her because of something you've heard, not anything you know. Try to get me to understand how it is somebody who really doesn't know can debate and argue somebody who, you know, basically has a PhD in it. Can you do that for me, please?
Sure, because I look at the facts.
Oh, well, what
the
facts?
The numbers speak for themselves.
No, listen, man. Okay. She has the numbers. CJ, she has the numbers. She has the numbers. What are you talking about?
We were at the lowest it had been in decades. We went from almost 60,000 a year to almost 60,000 a month.
Did you not hear anything she said?
Fact, she didn't dispute my claim that we're paying $3 million a day,
CJ,
in fines to contractors, CJ, to not build the
you
wall.
Are telling me she
That's
didn't
dis-
you talking to, you're telling and, me she didn't dispute your claim. I didn't hear you once acknowledge anything that she said in the 45
because
minutes
she
was on.
Bought and paid for by the Democrat Party. She is bought and paid for. She's doing it pro bono.
Hey CJ, so what are you?
Okay.
If she's bought, if she's bought and paid for by the Democratic Party, what are you?
Okay. Actually, I'm a libertarian, but you know what? Here's the fact. Remember when I told Sandy
that not the facts.
Sandy's going to come tomorrow.
Sandy's going to come in on Friday with the fact that I posted, or I told him, the Congressional Budget Office, it costs American taxpayers $10,000 per immigrant. That's the Congressional Budget Office, Earl, for education and hospitals and food stamps and everything else.
Hey, CJ.
That's a fact.
Who do we bring him? Bring on my next caller. Hang on. I don't. Hey, Gene. How are you? You want to attempt to even try to respond to? You heard Attorney Goldfinch, and now you're hearing CJ. Your thoughts?
CJ, you drive me bananas. I'll tell you something. Seriously, you know, you're a bully. You bully all of the guests on the show. And I have to tell you this. I worked in mental health, and I also did testing, intelligence testing. And I think you need to go in and get some tests, because either you're reading things wrong, because, come on, CJ, you're doing the propaganda thing, and it don't work, because people on the station have their facts. They have their facts. I listened to a station for quite a few years that had people like you running it and who told lies and who spread misinformation, and that's the reason the state is in the problem that it is. We were in a pandemic. Didn't you see the empty streets? Didn't you see the empty streets all over the world? CJ, you need to either go back for some remediation, I say this with all earnesty, or stop just spewing propaganda. Because, you know, you sound like a nice guy, but you know what? It's not nice to lie. It's not nice to, you know,
hey,
spread BS all over.
Hey, Gene, so, thank you very much for the call. And, you know, I don't even know if he even knows. You know, he can quote whatever numbers and statistics can say anything. We all know that. But to constantly talk about the facts that he has as if there's only facts from one side of it, you know, is, you know, it gets a little nauseating at times, CJ. But I give you the last, you know, minute.
Well, this is from the nonpartisan Biden Congressional Budget Office. Sandy's going to come on Friday.
I don't care about the wall.
$10,000 a day.
We don't care about the wall.
$10,000 per immigrant is what it costs American taxpayers. And we're seeing pictures from the border.
Hey, CJ, I'm more concerned about the fact that people like you would rather see 14-year-old children working in meat packing plants, and that you change the laws to make it possible to send children to slaughter because of what you feel for people down at the border. I got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I don't get it, but my next guest will. None other than the Dawn of Resistance, Maggie Dawn, will join me. And, you know, it was great to have her come after Attorney Finch Goldsmith. We'll be right back. Go, Finch.
I found what this world is searching for. Yeah, right here, my dear. I don't have to look no more at all. For someone just like you, make me feel the way you do. I'm never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna quit, cause quitting just ain't my stick. Gonna stay right here with you.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace,
You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app.